around wind down here, tough conditions, but you must still be happy.
No, delighted. The way we started the game, listen, it was never going to be free flowing. Great football, and especially the way the wind was today. To be fair to Harry, you know, the pitch was decent enough condition, but the strong winds was, you know, had a big effect in not only how we could play, but I'm sure Carrick also.
And the second goal, it just it seemed like it just wasn't going to come, and then the near hit us with a sucker punch and a great save by Cara.
Yeah, no, we missed enough chances in the second half to win a couple of games. Again, it's disappointing when you don't get the second goal, because then it becomes slightly edgy. But again, Roy pulled off a great save, which you expect him to with the quality that Roy has.
It's good to see Paul Smith back scoring goals. And Cameron Stewart, obviously, are you doing a bit of individual work with Cameron? Or?
Yeah, no, listen, speaking to Cameron, again, trying to help him, trying to guide him. As you say, Paul's now back fit, which gives us another option. So it's good to have options to choose from. We've got two or three injuries still. Mark Hawkey went off today, so hopefully that's not too serious, and we can regroup and go again next Friday night.
And we've got a really impressive away record in the league now, so Portadown up on Friday night, obviously you'll be looking to continue to build on our home record.
I certainly hope so. Again, our home form's, I think we're third best, our home form this year, which needs improved upon if we're going to challenge seriously for titles. So again, Portadown will be vital come Friday night. They're scrapping for their lives, and we're still in their fight. So looking forward to the game now Friday night back at Windsor.
Coming down here in tough conditions, we maybe wouldn't have won that game this time a year or two ago.
Listen, maybe not, but the boys stuck at it, and as I say, we had enough chances to kill the game off, but finally we did get the chance. But you know, at the other end, give credit to the, you know, the back four and the goalkeeper. Apart from probably their one shot on goal, I don't think they had too many other chances to shout about.
And after the highs of Tuesday night, that obviously could have spurred us on, but were you thinking of after the win at Seafy on New Year's Eve and then the loss to the Coleraine?
Yeah. No, that was mentioned. Again, it can't be after you play Crusaders, you drop your guard and you drop your standards. We've got to play like that every week, especially Carrick are fighting for places in next week's League Cup final. So they were going to come and have a right go, which they did. And as I say, I think we were just in the end, you know, the decisive winners.
And finally, Portadown again up next. It's going to be another scrap, isn't it?
It will be. Portadown is scrapping for their lives, the bottom of the league. Obviously with the points deduction which they got, so say we need to be on our guard next week. They've signed a lot of new players. Some of them will probably not have been to Windsor with Portadown, but say we'll be ready for them next Friday.
Thank you.
All right, Jimmy, good luck.